Harper Wave and Harper Audio present Tired as Fuck, Burnout at the Hands of Diet, Self-Help, and Hustle Culture by Caroline Dooner, read by the author. This book contains advice and information relating to healthcare. It should be used to supplement rather than replace the advice of your doctor or another trained health professional. If you know or suspect you have a health problem, it is recommended that you seek your physician's advice before embarking on any medical program or treatment. All efforts have been made to assure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. This publisher and the author disclaim liability for any medical outcomes that may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book. For everyone who is tired. Introduction. How to be filled with dread. A few years ago, I read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. And along with everyone else, I decided to declutter my entire apartment of everything that didn't spark joy. I was feeling stuck, and I hoped that getting rid of my stuff would help me feel something. Lighter, freer, clearer. So I got rid of lumpy pillows stuffed in the back of the linen closet. They did not spark joy. I got rid of dresses that were supposed to make me look like a little princess for the musical theater auditions I still forced myself to go to. Joyless. I threw out my little box of mismatched buttons I'd collected over the years. I was never ever going to use them because I am not a quirky seamstress. Goodbye, 12 tangled, obsolete computer cords. Goodbye, broken umbrellas. Goodbye to who I was before. None of these things sparked joy. I decluttered and decluttered. I donated and threw out bags and bags of broken kitchen utensils and boots that had never fit until I was left with a nearly bare apartment. After a few days, once the temporary high of seeing 35 empty hangers in an empty closet wore off, I realized, oh, my stuff wasn't actually the big problem. My life doesn't spark joy. My life sparks dread. It exhausts me, and it has for a long time. I was sick of everything. I was sick of auditioning for acting jobs. I was sick of a career that I needed to medicate myself for in order to calm down. I was sick of never feeling like I was doing enough or being productive enough or impressive enough or innovative enough. I was sick of online dating and the drain of bad first dates and the guilt I felt for wanting to just stay home. And after 15 years, more than half of my life at that point, of self-help books, I was so sick of trying to self-improve in one way or another. I was exhausted, but I didn't feel like I deserved to be exhausted. Most people have way harder lives than me, and most people just push through because they have to. So what the hell was wrong with me? Was I weak? Lazy? My burnout seemed like some sort of personal failing. But no matter how ridiculous or weak I thought it looked on the outside, I couldn't deny it. I was exhausted. I was burnt out. And I could either keep going the way I was going and probably get even more tired, or do something about it. The truth is, the exhaustion went beyond physical exhaustion, even though physical exhaustion was definitely part of it. The exhaustion was stemming from an even deeper place. I'd been operating under so many beliefs that I'd never consciously recognized. Beliefs about human worth tied to our productivity. You must always be productive. You must always be improving. You can only relax once you reach your goal and become more impressive. I never felt like I was allowed to just be. And I didn't think I was allowed to accept myself the way I was because the way I was wasn't good enough. I was deeply flawed, and I thought until I fixed all my flaws, I had to suffer. I was never able to enjoy and relax, not only because I'd chosen a life and career that was so nerve-wracking to me, but also because I was constantly supposed to be self-improving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?